This is the one of the main reasons that we are a public education institution. We want to educate our students and prepare them for life and then send them off into the world come graduation time. So this Friday night at 7 p.m. in Tiger Center is our graduation ceremony. The doors open at 6 p.m. and we're excited to celebrate with our seniors and their families and recognize the hard work and dedication of both the families and the students to reach this point in their education career and celebrate what's next for them, whether it's workforce, military, two-year college, four-year college, whatever dreams they have to pursue. We want to be able to celebrate that with our families on Friday night. It will be live streamed as well, so if you can't make it to the Tiger Center and want to watch it, you certainly can do that. It'll be recorded as well, so if you don't have time on Friday, you can pick it up off our YouTube channel on our website and take a watch of our graduation ceremony. It's a really nice ceremony, and I'm excited to, again, celebrate with our seniors.
All right, very neat, yeah. And we've got spring activities coming up, and man, this year is just flying by.
Right, so
graduation, spring activities, soon summer activities.
The weather's kind of throwing a wrench in some things. We're into playoff season now with our spring activities. So track, boys and girls track, boys and girls golf, baseball, softball, all those things are starting their playoffs. So if you want to check out any of those or come cheer on the Tigers, check our website and our calendar to stay up to date if games get rescheduled and where they are. I'm sure there's going to be some on the radio here as well that you can listen into. But cheer on our Tigers as they wrap up their spring seasons and hopefully make some deep runs and, you know, section championships or state tournament runs or any of those things would be great to celebrate. But just celebrating the hard work and dedication of our coaches, players, and families to the activities they choose to participate in. So an exciting time of that. And then one more thing I just wanted to add. Our last day of school for our kindergarten through 11th graders is next Thursday, May 29th is our last day with those students. So our seniors graduate on Friday, and then the rest of the students come back for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week and finish your last day on Thursday, May 29th.
All right, very neat. We've been talking with Superintendent Shane Munson of the Morris Area Schools. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just on behalf of Morris Area Schools, I want to wish everybody a happy and safe Memorial Day weekend as that approaches the first kind of official kickoff of summer. So it's an exciting time, and the weather's supposed to be at least not wet. So hopefully families and friends can gather and enjoy that time together. And as always, it's a great day to be a Tiger. Go Tigers!
Absolutely. All right, Superintendent Shane Munson, thank you so much. That is our Community Connection for today, the 20th of May. Back into it now with some Glenn Frey.